When I see you, I just can't think straight.
Oh my God! He's so cool. He's so cool. Let him cook.
He's perfect.
I hope he performs that. I'd love to see him perform that.
Yo, what's up? This is Mike Sick, host and creator of The Bar Exam. We're here at Apache Cafe. I'm with the Dead End Hip Hop crew. We here tonight, man. We're gonna actually, this is the first time I've ever done this. So The Bar Exam is about higher standards and higher expectations, where there's one rule: you either pass the bar or pass the mic. We're putting the power back into the audience's hands. It's about blurring the line between the stage and the audience, and really just, you know, try to raise the bar. We want artists to hit the stage, and we ask question: who will set the bar, who will raise the bar. So pretty much 16 artists compete before an audience of their peers and an industry panel of judges. The judges narrow down the top five, and then we turn the voting over to the audience. We crown a winner, and bragging rights ensue. I do it once a month, every fourth Friday at Apache Cafe in Atlanta, quarterly on demand, wherever I can get it at, out of state. We're setting up some roots in Dallas, Tampa, Virginia. A lot of dope things in 2016 to come, man. Ohio, LA. So, but right now, Atlanta's home. We're gonna listen to the contestants' music that are competing Friday, which Dead End Hip Hop will be there to judge.
Minus
Mike, you know, doing rock star stuff that he be doing. You know, they'll be judging on Friday, but we're gonna actually listen to the artist's music beforehand, and we're gonna make some predictions on who's gonna pass the bar, pass the mic. This is the first time any of us, I haven't even heard the music. We're gonna take a listen, man, and see what's going down.
That's right, I'm just doing my thing. That's right, I'm just doing my thing. That's right, I'm just doing my thing. You don't gotta trip one bit.
Oh yes, I'm in this thing.
You don't gotta trip one bit.
Oh yes, I'm in this thing.
You don't gotta trip one bit.
Well, you ain't in this thing.
You don't gotta trip one bit. Please don't trip.
That's Mr. J. Smith from L.A.
Sound like some...
Yeah, it's something like Neptunes or Timbaland early, you know, back like early 2000s would have produced. I don't think it was bad. I thought it had good energy. I just felt like he was a bit simplistic.
His rhymes were very simplistic.
Very simplistic.
Yeah. I think he actually performed that record last month. Okay. And the stage show was there. Like, he was, you know, all over it, you know. But I think it was the same feedback as it was his rhymes. Like, it wasn't as... punctual, potent, you know what I mean?
Based off of that one track, I think...
Pass the mic.
How simplistic it was, I would say pass the mic, but based off of what Mike said, I could see him performing this. Hopefully he brings that energy, but just based off of this track, I might have to say to him, pass the mic.
I disagree. I think he's going to pass the bar just fine, because I think that the people in the audience are not harsh lyric critics like we might be. I think the crowd is gonna feel it because the beat's dope and he sounds good over that beat. I don't think they're gonna be like, oh, that was a whack line.
Another person that, another artist that has performed at the Bar Exam before, his name's Shaheed 404.
Well, I heard they said the king is a kush. Kinda got the keys crossed, cool. Caught it with them cheese, careful, don't call. Try to keep your peaceful, please fall. Play Monster Palms, cool. Carolina calm. Polish the frog, wherever they come, wherever you from. Beyond, then beyond, pass that back, whenever you done.
I think dude got some talent. That track, you know, wasn't as clear in terms of what he was saying, but I like how he was flowing. I thought the beat was very interesting. I think that he could maybe pass the bar, but I hope that's not what he's going to perform.
What is it, Funktastic?
Funktastic in Atlanta.
Yeah,
it was more jazz.
All I got was jazz.
Yeah.
Pass the mic again, B. B ain't having it, bro.
No, he's not.
I agree with B.
Pass the mic.
Come on, Cliff. What you got to show?
I think for me, just the title didn't match the song, so I immediately went into it just not connected with it at all.
Alright, so this is Rock Myers. Rock Myers from Atlanta, Georgia.
A true story. I can ride with the car. Don't tell me in the trunk, no parking. All these niggas want to bargain. Bangs on the day, a target. Tell it all. I'm a bossy sergeant. All these niggas talk black carpet. I'm a black boy regardless. No snakes in my garden.
I'm blowing gas like I get a ring. I can't see nothing but peso.
I mean, it's not bad for what it is. It just sounds like Future. And if that's what he's going for, then he did a damn good job.
Catchy type thing going to it that I think could appeal to people.
But why'd you fall asleep?
I was trying to process what I was hearing.
I pretty much agree with Mike. I think it was just like a, it sounded like a Future, another Future like knockoff song, I guess, if you want to say.
The beat was dope though. I agree with all of y'all in terms of the sound of this, you know what I'm saying? But the thing that I felt was like, okay, you like obviously there's an Atlanta sound, right? And you're copying that, but you didn't make it your own. You sound like every other single person out here.
This dude's name is Lobbins, and his song is called put a title on it. His Instagram is Chocolate Sex Guy.
She know who she is. Do you my kid tonight? Is you coming to my kid tonight? Or should I pull a phone? Cause you
can't pull up without the skirt.
I just can't think straight.
Oh my God! He's so cool! He's like, he's still good! Let him cook!
He's perfect! I hope he performs that. I would love to see him perform that.
I think it's terrible. Yeah. But I think people will like it. He's not doing what he's doing badly. Is though, maybe?
So again, these ain't the songs that they are necessarily performing. But we're just going for the first song that's on the SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or whatever, because you know, you gotta put your best foot forward. So look, I'm gonna get into somebody from VA. She just registered the other day. It's a female. She goes by the name of Misha Baby.
Trying to go get her, mind of a boss. Too focused on winning, never taking a loss. If money's the motive, I ain't worried about the cost.
Ken, what you got, man?
But you know what? I think that's what I think it for most of or a lot of the new rappers. I think that's what they do. You know, it's almost like a search for their originality. You know, that right there is not enough to bring in new people. I don't think you're sounding like a female version of Rick Ross.
You sound like, yeah, Chick Ross.
You know,
I think the thing that was missing on this was like
a lot.
Look. Say that for Friday. I think that the main thing though, at least off of the beat, right? Like we all kind of recognize that beat. You can't come on a beat like that and not have the energy to match it. If she performs that, I hope she gets hyped, because I don't think it's an all the way bad song. Like you said, this is what a lot of the young people gravitate towards in terms of beats and stuff like that. It recorded, it was not great. But performing, I think she could perform.
But I also think this is almost like a place where they learn as well. So I don't know if she's going to come with that type of energy, especially if she doesn't have anything original to bring to the table right now.
All right, so we have Kev, and it's his first time doing the bar exam. Kev, FRM underscore new gang. And this song is called 50 Shots / Fuck Me.
I'ma throw it up, nigga. If my boss cop the 50, we gon' blow it up, nigga. We don't play both sides, cause you know what's up, nigga. 50 shots for the op, 60 for the fuck, nigga. Swaggy swag with your bitch, and I'm getting sucked, nigga. It ain't flying on my news, I'ma give it up, nigga. Poppin' bottles, gettin' high, yeah, we live it up, nigga. I ain't tryna catch a homie, Shaq, hit him up, nigga. Then I call DP, and I get him up, nigga.
I like that shit.
He's gonna
like it.
He's probably smiling in his mouth.
He's hype. Yeah, exactly. He goes with the beat.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Exactly.
With simplistic raps, as long as you bring the energy to match the beat, you can get away with it. And I think he
and ride the beat.
He did everything.
I think he's gonna pass.
Those type of beats don't need like lyrical miracles.
No.
He's doing what needs to be done for a beat like that, and he's doing it well.
We just listened to 12 artists that'll be competing at the bar exam here at Apache Cafe, November 20th. If you're in town, doors open at 8 p.m. We had a couple past the bars, a lot of past the mics. That's just how the game go out here. But you know, you never know how things translate on the stage. So you gotta come out, come check it out. But yeah, my name is Mike Sick, host and creator of The Bar Exam. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, social media at M-I-C-X-S-I-C and The Bar Exam on Instagram at The Bar Exam. And the website is TheBarExamOpenMic.com. Dead End Hip Hop, man, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. That was fun.